Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Growing wheat can be a rewarding experience, but it also comes with its fair share of challenges. Imagine having the power to see blockages on your seeder before they happen and consistently apply the correct rate and flow on your seeder and sprayer while seeing the data you need in real time. That's exactly what upgrades from Precision Planting offer you. Let's start with seeding. How do you know if you're applying the right rate on each row? Standard blockage systems often fall short, only showing red or green for product flow. The Clarity system from Precision Planting is a simple upgrade that maps magnitude row by row on the 2020 monitor, alerting you of variances in rate and flow in real time. Now let's talk spraying. Adding Symphony Nozzle to your sprayer gains you independent control of rate and pressure, ensuring a consistent droplet size. This means reduced overlap and wasted product, saving you time and money. For your best wheat or other small grain season yet, upgrade your equipment with Clarity and Symphony Nozzle from Precision Planting. Visit precisionplanting.com to find a local Precision Planting premier dealer near you.
Well, Cotton Board Chairman Mark Nichols recently attended the National Cotton Council's meeting in Scottsdale, Arizona. At the meeting, the Cotton Incorporated staff presented the upcoming year's budget to be approved both by the Cotton Board and the Cotton Incorporated Board. One issue that Nichols said the Cotton Board is working on is profitability on both the producers and the importer sides.
Cotton Incorporated is really trying to focus on profitability on both the producer and the importer side. We as producers, we kind of get focused on it, that it's just us, and it's kind of in this low market situation. But importers are as well, because products just aren't selling. The economy's tight, kids getting back to school, those kinds of things, and the market's just tough. That clothes sometime is a little further down on the list of necessities behind, utilities and rent. And groceries, a lot of those things have got to come before getting a new pair of jeans. And so that's a challenge that the whole industry is facing right now. And that was in Cotton Board's recommendations, asked for that. And Cotton Incorporated has responded in a very positive way and trying to make sure we're doing all that we can. And there's currently requests for proposals out right now to do an evaluation of Cotton Incorporated, a strategic evaluation, not looking at the people or any of those kinds of things, because I think everybody who knows anything about Cotton Incorporated organization knows that they've got the best people in the world working for us. But just to make sure, and as much as anything, to reassure our stakeholders, producers and importers, that they're doing everything they can do to make sure that we're trying to help.
Well, let's switch gears a little bit and talk about your own cotton, Mark. So what's your cotton crop look like this year?
As everybody knows, it's just been horribly hot and dry, especially in southwest Oklahoma. Our cotton under pivots in Tillman County actually still looks good. Our waters were kind of running on fumes a little bit, but the crop looks good. Everybody's air-gutted cotton over there looks good. Altus, Jackson County, Harmon County, a lot tougher situation from what I'm hearing. It's Western Jackson County and Harmon County. Guys had a really good crop, but the water's starting to play out on them. They're still going to make a crop. We're going to make, a lot more of a crop in Oklahoma than we made last year, because we did have a good underground season from winter and spring rains. But it's sure not what we would hope for.
Once again, that's cotton producer Mark Nichols. You've got farm news. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.